All right, I think that's about everybody. Josh is coming in here, so
we'll go ahead and get started. And Ray's going to start us off with a word of prayer.
Let's pray. Holy and blessed Father in heaven, we come before your throne at this time, so thankful for the day that you provided for us. As we gather together as men of this congregation to discuss the affairs of this congregation, we pray that we will seek your word and your guidance in these things, that we may do all things in accordance with your will. Help us to all have our in mind what your will is, and that we should seek it out and put it in practice here in this congregation. Help us to have the attitudes and demeanor that is expected of Christians professing your name, and help us to encourage one another as we seek to serve you every day. Thank you, Father, for this, and may you be with us as we go through this meeting. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hi, right, just got a couple of things on the agenda for today. First one, just an update on finances like I do every month. This is the quarter today, so this is January 1st through yesterday. And we have a surplus of $9,000, and you can, sorry to cut it off, I'm not exactly sure what happened to my printer, but I think you can pretty much tell what the category is there on the left. And so that is that. Anybody have any questions about anything they see on here while I'm up here that need explanation? Right, and again, as usual, if you have any, you know, I don't want to print out 18 pages and give it to you, but if you do have any questions about any specifics of anything, you can always, you know, feel free to ask me, and I can talk to you about that and explain anything that you might have questions about as far as our expenditures. So I will let Justin take it, because Justin had the wanted to bring up the suggestion of the order of service change possibly.
Somebody brought this up to me, and it's basically just a way to solve some potential problems. So some things that have been seen, as mentioned before, we've had visitors show up later, members for that matter show up later, and you can be like 8 minutes late and you've already missed the Lord's Supper. And I've also had people coming back and say, well, why don't people just show up on time? Yeah, no, I get it. I understand that. But, you know, whatever in the world might happen, you know, you have a flat tire or a blowout diaper or some kind of something that makes you a little bit later than you thought, you know, 8 minutes isn't necessarily a lot. And then there was also the question of waiting for one another. And so there have been times where folks have mentioned that they were running late, and yet we had the Lord's Supper before they arrived, and there were questions about, well, are we waiting for one another? If we know someone's running late, are we violating the command to wait for one another? And then, lastly, just practically, I mean, the other day, I swapped my second and third song because I saw there were people that weren't here yet. So I went ahead and did my third song second, and then I did the Lord's Supper song, and there were two more families in the pews at that time than when I started the second song. And it was like, all right, well, that's kind of tedious, trying to look at the crowd and make that judgment on the fly.
Right.
And so the question was, would it be more practical to move the Lord's Supper to the end of the service, so you're giving people, you know, more than 8 minutes. I suppose, is there any other comments for or against be made otherwise?
Well, the only thing I have that I might suggest, I know that Dad had talked to Rachel about it, but the last 2 to 3 Sundays she's been here for the 11 o'clock hour. Have you talked to her since we talked?
Her situation doesn't have anything to do with the pandemic. It's just some health issues she continues to have that sometimes she can't stay the whole time. But that's just ongoing and will be ongoing.
Well, I mean, my suggestion was going to be, why not go back to the 11 o'clock like we had originally had it? Because as far as I know, those that were staying just for the 9 o'clock because of the concern for the virus and the viral load, those are now staying. And there's no reason not to go back to what we were doing before. If they're, you know, I mean, somebody might have a reason, but yes.
The only concern I have would be if we're running a little late, I wouldn't want to rush through the Lord's Supper to get it done, but, you know, so we could have the bell ring by foot clap. That'd be the only concern I would have is
if we added it at the end of the 9 o'clock.
If we're ready to move it back to the 11 o'clock, I prefer that.
I would motion for that, actually.
Motion for that. Does anybody second that motion?
I
saw several. Does anybody object to that? All right. Then next Sunday we can start having it on the 11 o'clock hour. And just a reminder of what we were doing in the 11 o'clock hour. And somebody correct me if I'm remembering wrong. But if I remember correctly, we have 5 songs during the 11 o'clock hour when we were doing it. 3 before the Lord's Supper. Then the Lord's Supper, was it 4? Was it? I thought it was still 5 songs.
It's a standard. I think we did standard like we used to do in the 11 o'clock service where you did 2 songs, and then the third song would be the song before the Lord's Supper. And then, right. I guess it's 5 total.
Yeah, 5 total. That's, yeah. So, yeah, the 2 songs, the Lord's Supper song, then the song before the sermon, and then the invitation song. And then that allows us on the 9 o'clock hour to do as we were doing, where we sing till about till 9:15, correct?
9:20.
Okay, sing till 9:20. And again, that's a little bit of a judgment call depending on how many, you know, it's hard to say that 6 songs, 7, because it depends on the song. And again, it's pretty easy if you picked an extra song or two and it's 9:20, we can fast forward through the songs pretty quick to get to to where we need to go. So it will allow that 25 minutes that we determine for the preacher.
Yeah, just remember the 9 a.m. hour is a hard and fast stopping. We need to be stopped at 10 till. So the idea was 20 minutes of singing. You know, that's why we were having the one who's leading the singing to say the prayer. A quick prayer, lead the songs, so we can get as many songs in as we possibly can. Then a 25-minute lesson and the final prayer. You know, invitation song, final prayer, which would be another 5 minutes. So that way it would be, you know. And we did it for the first time. It was 15 minutes because he's so good at limiting himself. And I'm not as good as that.
Yes, just.
The only difference with the 11 o'clock was we had sometimes another song after the invitation song, and that was up to the discretion of the songman.
Okay. And Rick, did you have something? All right. That's all I have today. Does anybody have any new business they want to bring up?
I just give a real quick update. Nothing new.
No, it's fine.
In the process of getting the lawnmower, I have to finalize the purchase, but I know which one we're getting, and the delivery dates were out until like next week right now. So,
okay, that's fine. And that back, it's really not going to need it. The front's starting to.
Probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Yeah. But I just want to let everyone know that it's in, the wheels are turning on it.
And I was going to mow on Saturday and it was too rainy, so I'm going to try to come up tomorrow or Tuesday.
That'll work. And also, now I'm thinking about it, we talked about purchasing things for the baptismal linens. That's been taken care of. Rachel was actually able to get a lot of extra scrubs that she had at her work. That's what we had back there, was some scrubs. And so she got a lot of different sizes. So we actually don't have to spend anything there. She's going to purchase some undergarments. That's the only thing we need. But so that's going to be a pretty low cost.
Also, and I don't know, because I may have missed this in a meeting in the past, but it's totally different. But on the baptistry, our current pump over here is about a million years old.
We've already approved it. Yeah, approved the purchase. Okay. Didn't we approve the purchase?
Yeah. I think we kind of dropped the ball on getting it. But
we just need to get.
I will take care of
prices and
price.
Yeah.
I just would like to say we need a work day, and we're coming up. The 1st of May is our meeting, and there's some things that need to be taken care of. We maybe activity get with Josh a little bit and with the list as far as some things inside, but especially outside with regard to to make it look nice for the.
Yeah, the main thing is cleaning up along the fence right there.
But it's getting kind of late, and we haven't had one sent for a year now. So maybe we can get one done before we have our gospel meeting.
Say late April, closer to the meeting, just because that way it's fresh whenever. But yeah. I mean.
There was
mid to late April.
Okay. What about
let's do mid April that way if we
if there's rain or
that we can push back a week.
Okay, so we don't I'm pulling up my calendar.
Well, what Woodmont always did is we would do it 2 weeks before the meeting started. That way, like you're saying, if there is a rain day, you got one more week to get it taken care of.
Okay, so April 17th, that's two weeks,
yeah.
Okay, so we'll plan out April 17th, the work day, and we'll let everybody know about that. And if the weather does not cooperate, then we can do it the following week.
Usually get started at 9 a.m. and work as long as we need to.
All right. Does anybody have anything else? All right, guys, appreciate it.